We can't control nature, but we can and must control ourselves. The reason the human being is the dominant species on the planet today is because of their superior intelligence and their superior ability to adapt. We have to take the next evolutionary step, which is an act of will. Oh, I forgot. There's the other thing that makes us the most successful species on the planet is our ability to reproduce. The success of a species that is measured in their ability to reproduce, and human beings reproduce brilliantly. We double our population in a geometric progression with an exponent of 2, so that it took us 1,000 years to double the population from the time of Christ to 1000 AD, and it goes up really quick, so that now we're doubling our population every 30 years. That's wonderfully successful and also dangerous. We now have to use our enormous brains to lower our enormous reproductive success and watch out for our wonderful ability to adapt, because one of the problems could be that we will adapt to harsher and harsher circumstances to the point where they cannot be turned around, and we will all die out and take all life of the planet with us. But if we watch out for our wonderful, successful trait of adaptability and our marvelous success trait of reproductive success and override those two traits with our equally wonderful trait, intelligence, we'll be okay. We've got to stop reproducing. We've got to stop having sex simply to have children and find another excuse for having sex. So it's nothing bad about the human being that's put him in the position he's in, the truly dangerous position. It's the fact that we're so wonderfully successful and we have to take the next step in success by rechanneling our sex drive away from reproduction. The first goal is to reach ZPG, which is zero population growth, and that will stabilize the world's population at about 7 billion, and then we want to work for zero population growth, negative population growth, which is NPG, which we will achieve once we empower women and get religious people to give up the idea that it's God's will that women stay in burqas reproducing tons and tons of children, because that's all that religious people see women as having any use for. Because that's where these primitive religions come from, which is fine. 2,000 years ago, it made sense. And we don't expect primitive religions to be modern. That's what makes them primitive, is that they were written down 5,000 years ago when we first invented reading and writing from an oral tradition that dates back 10,000 years. But to hearken to those ideas now and say, no, God wants us to have many children because it says in the Bible, be fruitful and multiply, so we can't allow women to have the right to get rid of the zygotes and embryos that willy-nilly attach themselves to the side of her vagina just because she doesn't want to make a slave of herself to children for the rest of her life. No, 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 no. We cannot do that. That would disturb the balance of power. This thinking is so primitive, and it expresses itself in the mood of the people who say there's no hope against global warming and destruction of the ecology, which is so, oh, it's so horrible, it's doom and gloom, we have no power, there's no hope. This is actually the sad voice of a man who's being disenfranchised of his unfair position of power over women based simply and only on the physical superiority of men. This system is going to fall by the wayside because now we live in a world where intelligence counts, and carrying a club is not the only way that a human being can make his point.